54 west of Cleveland Road, being lot 45, block 4, within Kate Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Holly Burns from Beach Homes, 20331 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
For a testimony about to give, true and correct best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
I am representing my customer, Steve Charlton, and his mother, Peggy Ann Snyder, who are the owners of Lot 45 in the Cape Windsor Development on Cleveland Avenue. And just so you know, no construction has begun. I'm going before you before we actually order the home. It's a modular home. We're proposing a two-story home on pilings. And I am requesting tonight a 5-foot setback from the left property line. And the reason for this, it would actually follow suit with the rest of the development of Cape Windsor, because everybody else has done this, so it would just follow suit with everybody else. I also originally had requested a 6-foot rear setback. However, I'm going to change that. That would leave us 14 feet from the bulkhead. And I've submitted plans to a Rosalie from the Homeowners Association at Cape Windsor, and she said the minimum they would allow is 15 feet. So what we're going to do is we're going to change that back deck to 9 feet and push the house up a half a foot, leaving us 15 and a half feet from the bulkhead, just to give the build, you know, us 6 inches, just kind of playroom. As you know, in building, you kind of need to do that. So she said if we had 15 feet from the bulkhead, she would approve, you know, her stuff on her end.
Okay.
She said she was not worried at all about the 5-foot left setback or side setback, because again, everybody else in that development has done that.
Okay.
So that's basically our plan. Oh, and we're also omitting the upper deck. We were going to do a lower and upper deck, and the upper deck has gone away due to the customer's finances, so it will just be one lower deck.
So it will not be the upper deck.
Exactly.
Okay.
So your side request is actually to maintain the character of the neighborhood.
That's correct.
And the front, or the request...
the rear?
Yeah, to the rear would be
5 foot.
Right.
5 foot.
Right, that's correct.
To the amount, okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is that open deck now? Means you're not doing a second floor?
Yeah, but it's above 48 inches. It's on piling, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Flood zone? Be first floor.
Oh. It's a flood zone?
Yes, it is in a flood zone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's allowed to encroach 5 feet?
5 feet, as long as it's open and enclosed.
It's an open deck. Yeah, the first floor deck will be open.
She says in the floor
deck. Even if it's raised, right?
As long as first floor. The ordinance changes to first floor.
Okay.
So
okay.
There's none of that.
Get into the raised or not?
No, it's first floor.
Need
the ordinance just did change?
A while ago.
Okay.
I think it's time to get down this end of the road.
Yeah.
It's just floated to you now.
So there's only one variance required.
It's only going to need the side yard,
side
because
yard
if
variance.
It's open and unenclosed and it's first floor, you as long as they never cover it, it can encroach that 5 feet.
Right, okay.
So we just need the side yard.
The side yard, yeah.
Which is 5 feet.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions for members of the board? No further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
My sister and I, we're not sure what you'll affirm because you just changed the plans from what we received.
So you have to come up and be sworn in then, ma'am, and we'll try to answer your questions. You sit right down front there, ma'am, until they get done. Thank you.
Catherine Hayes.
A little closer.
Catherine Hayes, P.O. Box 957, Olney, Maryland, 208. Rio.
Step right here.
Margaret Blair Hayes, P.O. Box 957, Olney, Maryland, 20830.
You swear in. You swear a testimony about the gave true correct best knowledge.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Now,
My sister and I recently acquired the house that's next door to the property that we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
We got the paperwork from your office, and we were unclear as to what they were asking for. So we came here to oppose what we thought was going to be the back, which would block our view.
Mm-hmm.
We just spoke to her before this hearing, and she said that she was changing it. So we're not really opposed to it if, in fact, they are going to do the setback to the 15 and a half feet. Then it wouldn't block our view. I am curious how tall the building's going to be. There's been no discussion about that.
It has to be under 40.
It'd go 42 feet.
Under 42 feet.
And if Cape Windsor says it's 35, that doesn't count? I mean, I don't know. We're new. We're
feet.
New. Pardon me?
It's 42 feet for the county.
For the county. But if Cape Windsor says 35, then.
We don't enforce their deed restrictions or covenants.
Okay. We're new. We just bought our house in January, so.
Cape Windsor is 42 also.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the lot itself makes it unique. We've heard of other cases there in Cape Windsor. I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I also think that the applicant has stated that it's necessary to maintain the character of the neighborhood. So, and it, obviously, a minimal variance required to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 9,499.
That was second to that motion?
For the side variance only.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,499 for the side variance only. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Yes, indeed. Okay, let's go back to... Record here.